Let's go to another story. Kicking around, I reckon, is an amazing story, this one. You go out and you rent a car. And as you know, you have a bit of a look around the car. And certainly the person who's hiring the car should also do the same. And you all agree that, look, there's a scratch there, there's a dent there, you know, that wheel has got a mark on it, whatever it might be. And then when you come in, the same process, you walk around the car and you look and you say, what about that? What about that? Well, what about if all of a sudden you don't look? And lots of people, I'm sure, don't. What happens then if all of a sudden you get a bill because the bumper's been scraped or something like that? And you're going, I can't remember doing that. Well, this is what the ACCC has been investigating. Let's go to the Deputy Chairman of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, Michael Shaper, who is online. Many thanks for your time, Michael.
Well, tricky situation, isn't it, Ross?
It is a very tricky situation, but what did you discover?
What we discovered was in the case of Hertz, they'd actually had some pretty poor record-keeping processes, so that they were recording people. Fair wear and tear in a car was actually coming up subsequently as this customer has damaged it, when in fact the customer had done nothing to it along those lines. Times where Hertz was actually charging people more than they should have been for the repairs, where there was a legitimate repair. All those sorts of things that give you a really nasty taste in the mouth when you've hired a car, you've put over your credit card, and then you come back later on and find that you've been hit for a fee when you thought you returned the car, all was square, all was good. So a lot of it's down to some pretty bad practices there by the company, and they've given us a commitment now that they're going to, first of all, refund people. And as you can see from the reports going around today, that's at least several hundred people, a fair amount of money, several hundred thousand dollars worth of refunds going back to customers there. But they're also going to have to obviously improve their record keeping going forward in future.
But Hertz is one of the largest car rental companies in the world. I mean, how could their record keeping not be adequate to be able to pick up this sort of, just misidentification, or indeed the fact that perhaps they're just charging customers that shouldn't have been charged?
Well, they are the second biggest car hire company in Australia, just behind Avis, and clearly they've got some pretty poor processes that have allowed this to happen. Hertz works on a combination of both company cars and also franchise models. Interestingly enough, some of the biggest problems have occurred around airport stations where, and I think we've all experienced that if we've travelled interstate, you hop off a plane, you sign up the paperwork, you know, it's often you're tired, you just want to go and get the car. The car's often quite a distance away from the desk. Sometimes you look at it and you think, I don't know, is that, well, I'm not sure, I might take a photo with my iPhone, but that's about it. And then subsequently, lo and behold, they come back and dispute it or hit you with a bill for it.
That's amazing, it really is. But it's not the first car rental company that you've actually had a bit of a go at, because you also had a go at Eurocar as well, because in their particular case, it wasn't over damages that were being caused or maybe not being caused, but it was actually about the unfair contract terms and also misleading advertising. So it really is an area which consumers, at least, have got to be very conscious about when they go. And just about every Australian with a driving licence at some stage, if they've travelled interstate for holidays or whatever, have hired a car.
Oh, absolutely. It is one of our priority areas at the moment. As you said before, with Europcar, we've got an unfair contract matter out with them, and with Europcar down in Tasmania about 3 years ago, another one there in terms of repair discounts and the prices they were hitting customers for repairs, which bore no relationship to the reality. So there's a pretty simple message here, Ross, if you're hiring a car either privately or for work. First of all, do take the time to read the report. Secondly, if you go out there and you think something hasn't been recorded, yep, use the phone on your camera. And thirdly, if you get hit with a bill, challenge it. Don't necessarily take it for granted if you think that, in fact, they may have it wrong.
And tell me, have you changed your behaviour when you rent a car, Michael, as a result of this?
Oh, I can tell you my phone's got plenty of photos of cars sitting right there in front of me.
The Deputy Chairman of the ACCC. Not a bad and timely reminder, though, and that is, just do at least whip around that car, make certain you've had a good look at it, make certain it is agreed on the paperwork before you leave, and if you're in any doubt, again, pick up your phone, take a few photographs, and just make certain that you record exactly what you're hiring. It's not such a bad piece of advice, I think, and Michael, we appreciate your time on the program.
Thanks, Ross.